Welcome to 3CR Community Radio, but of course you already knew that. I'm Rob. I and 3CR would like to acknowledge that this broadcast is taking place on unceded land of the Kulin Nation, whose sovereignty was never ceded. We pay our respects to elders past and present. This always was and always will be Indigenous land. I would also like to add that the struggle for trans and queer liberation, as with any other liberation movement, should prioritise decolonisation, land back and Indigenous justice in the struggle against fascism, white supremacy and transphobia. You are listening to 3CR Community Radio's Trans Day of Audibility, which, if you didn't already know, is a six-hour broadcast dedicated to amplifying trans and gender diverse voices. I'm Rob Harrison, a proud non-binary transgender and queer person. And for the next 30 minutes, I will be speaking with Sasha, a non-binary activist from NAM and is one of nearly 30 organizers who are bringing our communities together for the Trans Day of Action rally in NAM. That's happening at the State Library tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. tomorrow, Monday the 31st of March. Join the grassroots collective of trans people who are fighting for trans liberation from state violence, discrimination and rainbow capitalism. To find out more, go to tdoa.2025 on Instagram. Hey, Sasha, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Thank you so much for having us back on again. It's awesome to be here.
No, thank you so much for coming into the studio to join me. Maybe we should just start off by talking about the rally tomorrow.
Yeah. Look, there's a big group of us that have been working on this for a while. We're just a bunch of people that got together. Not many of us knew each other. We decided we needed to do something about the fact that our voices are being silenced, they're being appropriated, they're being used to justify genocide. We're not being listened to. We need to stand up. And tomorrow we're going to make that point very loud and very clear. We're very excited.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I was pretty excited to see the rally being announced. I really enjoyed that the word action is included in the title. You know, as you said, our voices are being used to justify genocide, and they're being... yeah, appropriated. Sorry. Once I'm in front of the mic, it's gone. It's gone from my brain. Very important, of course, that we see everything happening in the world and also here in Circle Australia. And by that, I mean the appropriation of our own voices and our identities, and also using our identities to justify genocide. And it's very important that we as trans and queer people take action to stand against that. Of course, as we have always done, there's a long lineage of trans and queer people standing up to build a better world. So yeah, it was really nice to see action in that title.
Yeah, we took a while to decide on it, to be honest, but yeah, we're very happy with it. And yeah, thank you. You put that really well.
Thank you. So talk to me about what it was like. Obviously, you said there's almost 30 of you organizing this action, the Action for Action. What has it been like sort of meeting together all of these comrades and trying to organize such an important thing on such significant and controversial day,
yeah,
for a lot of people?
Yeah, it's been incredible. For me personally, this has just been such an amazing experience. I've been honestly pretty isolated from the transgender community. I got very lucky that I saw there were some people putting out a call to start organizing and jumped in, got roped into helping out with the action here in NAM. Maybe roped in's a bit strong, but yeah, look, I've been learning so much from these people that have been in this fight for both transgender, queer rights, Palestinian rights, First Nations rights, etc., for a really long time. I've heard so many stories about the things people are proud of, the things people are frustrated about, and why it's so important that we do what we're going to do. Probably the most uplifting part of this has been getting in touch with all these other community groups, be that the unions, the various groups that are campaigning for their own marginalized communities. For example, the Palestinian community that you know, has been sort of talked about a lot lately because it's a huge issue and it's very pressing. Again, the First Nations, of course, is incredibly important. We need to center those voices probably more than anything else. We're sort of coming together, I guess, to fight what is essentially the same fight on multiple different fronts from multiple different experiences. You know, we're all struggling under the same systems of oppression. They might take different forms, but they ultimately have the same root. We've just seen so much support, all these people standing up in solidarity with us, and of course being very thankful we're doing the same thing. But the point is that there's no other way to do this. We have to do this as a community together. So yeah.
Yeah, wow, beautiful. Yeah, very good to note that, of course, it should absolutely be trans-led. You know, I'm not going to speak for all trans people, but, you know, to see if, you know, if there was something like this being organized by cisgendered people, I would think that would be very tokenistic. I'm always really skeptical to see cisgendered people sort of like talk about trans people, you know?
Yeah, that's something that's been on my mind the past few days in particular is the fact that, you know, this cis or otherwise people stand up and say that they're fighting for us, but then they don't come and talk to us or ask what we need, or they ignore what we need. And just claim that we're someone that they have to protect.
But yes,
we're standing up to protect ourselves.
Yes, because we have to.
100%. Yeah.
And you know, it's also important to note that protecting trans people goes, and this is what I, to bring it back to the rally, like I really, I thought it was really good that you guys have your demands like front and center in all of the comms about the action, is because like protecting trans people and creating a world where trans people can exist and grow up and thrive, emphasis on thrive and also grow old, is about more than just respecting someone's pronouns.
Yeah.
Like that is not even the bare minimum of doing your duty as a cisgender person who cares about transgender justice, right?
Yeah, there's it's a very interesting topic, I guess, that I don't really see talked about enough, is the fact that we're not just asking for you to respect us like you think we're making this up or something, you know. Just using our pronouns because it's nice is not enough. That is not allyship. That is faking it. We're real people. Our struggles are real, our identities are real, and that needs to be respected.
And we have to, you know, as trans people, we have to have these conversations about our pronouns and on names and changes to anything in our lives with literally everyone we know, whether they are like your blood relative or someone you meet at work randomly, and you just have to explain all of these things. And potentially like stifle or squash down little parts of yourself just because like it's too hard for them to like literally change the direction which their tongue moves.
Yeah, it's certainly can be quite a struggle to advocate for yourself in those sorts of situations where you're sort of used to like hiding this fact. But being able to stand up and be proud of who you are can be very difficult. Yeah.
Yeah, so tell our listeners, obviously you were talking on Tuesday breakfast about the rally, but maybe you just want to remind our listeners of the actions demands.
Yeah, let's do that. That's really important. So yeah, first one is no right to discriminate. So the way things are right now, private institutions, schools, religious bodies, things like that, they have a legally protected right to discriminate based on people's gender identity. I don't know how that is something that we accept at all. It's completely incredible. It's insane. And it's just not on. It needs to end. Especially because we've seen this come from both sides of the political aisle. Labour's been flirting with making that right to discriminate stronger. Our next demand is to expand trans healthcare. So gender-affirming care is so important. It saves lives. It can change lives, makes people so goddamn happy. Like, just thinking about where I was before I started transitioning, that's not the person I am now. I can't think, believe my life used to be like that. But the fact is, it's still quite difficult to get that care. There are so many blockers in the way. There's financial blocker, so it can get quite expensive. Just seeing a doctor to begin the process can be hundreds of dollars. And then there's the fact that there's medical gatekeeping. There is a huge time frame. We're quite lucky in Australia, in some cases at least, where the wait list can be relatively short, maybe only a few months. But that's not common. We're really terrified that this could end up going the way of somewhere like the UK, where their wait lists are literally decades long. So we really want to expand that right, expand what is covered by Medicare. There are so many surgeries that are exclusively considered cosmetic, but they're life-saving treatments. They need to be covered because people don't have access. Next one is no pride in detention. So Australia has what is honestly quite a racist border policy. The border force will racially profile people. They will see trans migrants and assume they're sex workers, throw them in detention. Trans women will be thrown in men's detention, held without charge. I was reading some of the stories today and some of the things they face. It's incredible that is something we allow. Refugees are tested for their sexuality. I was reading the policy earlier today, and it is incredible that people have to justify the tiniest little minutiae of their lives, exposing themselves, just so someone can decide if they are queer enough to be allowed to come in. We can't stand for this. It's just unacceptable that this is being done in the name of protecting us, but it is, quite frankly, just a weapon used to discriminate. Our next one is no pride in stolen land. So this comes down to the colonial, anti-colonial angle, I guess. So the fact is, we're living in what is a settler colonial project. The invasion has not stopped. It is still ongoing. There is a government here that has never had a treaty with First Nations people. And then we can also look again to Palestine. We see Israel using queer and trans rhetoric, using our identities to justify this as some sort of queer liberation project. But it is massacre, and it needs to be called out for what it is, and we can't take this. We need to stand up against it. It's a topic so many of us are so passionate about, and you know, it's incredibly upsetting that this is being done in our names. Mm-hmm. Last one is communities, not cops. I touched on this briefly on Tuesday, that it's something not a lot of people understand. But if you understand why we need to take an anti-colonial stance, you should understand this as well. Because the fact is, all these communities that suffer violence at the hands of the colonial genocide projects, they also suffer here at the hands of police. They're disproportionately incarcerated. They are beaten, abused, raped often, sexually assaulted in custody, often left to die in custody. Their medical concerns are ignored. They might be denied medical treatment. Police have always served the establishment. They're not really there to protect us or our communities. Stonewall, for example, was not a peaceful demonstration. It was a riot. We fought against police back then, and we're continuing that fight today. Police are also notorious for pinkwashing, again, same as the colonial story. We see them out there justifying the things they do as protecting us, pretending, you know, that they're part of our community, but they're not. And it's disgusts us that they're allowed to take part in Pride events.
Yeah, absolutely. We will just take a quick musical break. Stay tuned to Trans Day of Audibility on 3CR.
Your fake leather jacket, I'll never leave it on the floor. It makes me feel like Buffy. Stronger than I was before. And I will send the boys running. 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 Running. And my new black choker, just like the one you always wore. It makes me feel pretty. And I wish my makeup looked like yours. And I will send the boys running.
That was New Black Choker by the Crop Tops, who are a trans folk punk group based here in Nam. You're listening to 3CR's Trans Day of Audibility broadcast, 6 hours of no cis voices dedicating to amplifying trans and gender diverse voices. That was such a beautiful song. It was Sasha's recommendation. If you're just tuning in, I'm here. I'm Rob. I'm in the studio with Sasha, who is one of the nearly 30 organizers who are bringing our communities together for the Trans Day of Action Rally tomorrow in Nam at the State Library from 5:30. I really like that little line about Buffy, and the line after it is, they're wearing a fake leather jacket and makes them feel like Buffy, in that they were stronger than they were before.
Yeah. Oh, it's a beautiful song. So yesterday we had the Trans Day of Vengeance fundraiser for a few trans groups, I think. And yeah, the Crop Tops came on and put on this incredible performance, and the vocalist Dee Dee sort of spoke about what that song meant to her, and like how it was about the people in her life that had inspired her to basically stand up and be proud, I think. Sorry if I'm botching that, Dee Dee. And yeah, honestly, listening to her play that after hearing that explanation, I teared up. It was it was a really touching moment. And it was a great night. I wish I could have stayed around for longer, but yeah, it was awesome to see the support that we had out there.
Yeah, and it's good to note that, you know, alongside the duty we have as trans and queer people to push for a world where trans and queer people, like we were saying before, where trans and queer people can exist, grow old and feel joy, not just for ourselves, but for our gender non-conforming ancestors. I'm hesitant to apply the term transgender to people from a different time and different cultures, but yeah, I think that's important to note that we do have a duty to do it for our ancestors, but also for people, you know, who are growing up currently and trying to resist as trans people in this world of fascism. Tell us a bit about what role grief plays in your organizing for trans and gender diverse people, Sasha.
Yeah.
Big question.
It really is. Yeah. Every time I've sat down to sort of write something about this, I usually start out by saying the fact I can't express how much grief I feel. I've seen so many friends who can't handle the things the world throws at us. So many kids that are terrified of what they are, terrified to be themselves. And honestly, I think that is one of the things that makes us so passionate. The fact that we've sort of been left behind, that we're not given the opportunity to sort of be ourselves, to enjoy life the way that we should. And yeah, you spoke a bit about the history, our ancestry and all that. And yeah, that is probably one of the biggest sources of grief for me. I don't know it because it's been erased. I've only started finding out about it recently from the people that were there who can tell me face to face.
And it's still actively being erased. I mean, what did they remove any regarding Stonewall? They removed the references to trans people at Stonewall, right?
Yeah.
From the National Park Service website.
It's incredible. Absolute travesty. You know, Marsha P. Johnson is this incredible figure in both queer and transgender activism, was a huge part of that riot, and it's gone. People are rightfully very angry about it. I was reading earlier today, there was a poll that the majority of people in the US do not support that being removed. It's...
Wow.
Yeah. The fact that it's happening at all is just impossible to understand, frankly.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's such this, you know, this sort of fallacy. It's like you can erase any reference to trans, like any of that sort of language of like trans people or pronouns or whatever the hell that these like fascist cisgender people are concerned about. But the fact is, like, we will always exist. We have always exist. It have always existed.
Yeah, you can't legislate us out of existence.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so we only got a few moments left of our little segment before Amy from Kill Your Lawn and Kick Your Fence and Local Food Connections comes in to talk about the anti-trans, anti-sex worker campaigning done by the Australian Christian Lobby here in so-called Australia. Is there anything else you wanted us to tell about the rally and sort of organizing it?
Look, yeah, coming up to the end of the show, come out if you can. We need the support. So stand up, show up, and keep doing it. Like, we need momentum more than anything else. We're not going to fix this in one day. This is just the beginning.
Absolutely. And it's also good to note it was organized by trans people, but cisgendered people are not only encouraged, but I don't know. I don't think encourage is strong enough of a word to say to imply the duty that they have in helping to protect trans people right now, particularly trans youth. Yeah, so show up tomorrow at the State Library from 5:30 p.m. and you can find out more information at tdoa.2025 on Instagram. Thank you so much for coming into the studio, Sasha.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on again.
Thank you. Stay tuned to 3CR.
RCR's Trans Day of Audibility returns for its fourth year running, Sunday the 30th of March. Tune in from 12 noon to catch 6 hours of transgender voices, including musical performances from Race Rage and Shirker. Trans Day of Audibility, a day for us to be heard and not seen. 12 to 6 p.m, Sunday the 30th of March on 3CR.
Transfamily is a not-for-profit organization providing a peer support group for loved ones, including parents, siblings, extended family, and friends of a trans and gender diverse person. Transfamily runs discussion groups in person and online. We offer a safe space to share your experiences, ask any questions regarding your situation, and provide peer support. We are especially keen to hear from loved ones in regional and rural Victoria. Donations to TransFamily are tax deductible. For more information, visit transfamily.org.au or look for us on Facebook. TransFamily is a 3CR supporter.